if somebody could dig out some data about the British movement's response to the 1905 revolution, they could make a fortune.
Why?
Because no one knows about it. There were places all over the country where guns were hidden. The Social Democratic Party, Social Democratic Federation in particular, there's an awful lot of shopkeepers in the social, I think I mentioned this before in the SDF, not so many workers, a shopkeeper somewhere or other. And they all had places, all had premises of some kind where they could hide guns. And they were done on a big scale after the 1905 revolution, not only here, but all over Britain.
The SDF underground, they organised
that underground? They were an underground movement, just that they were loyal to the support the Russian Revolution. But the Russian revolutionaries were able, I don't know where they got them, to get guns and to conceal them, and the Russians themselves saw them across to Russia.
So they actually supplied the 1905 revolution?
Huh? And this is well worth chasing, you know. Mm. Now, Little, who used to be chairman of the Engineer Society, I attended a conference of the engineers in the Blackpool once, and Little made the point. He said, when I was young and daft, he says, I helped to get guns for the 1905 revolution. That's what he said. And there's a number of other references here and there that are worth chasing up. I wish somebody would do it, because it's a chapter in the movement that's very valuable to us. And no one seemed to think about it. Mm-hmm. Now, I knew a man I owed a lot to, old John McAteer, who had a barber shop, who told me about having guns on his shelves, openly in a boxes in his shelves, inside his shop. There was a shoemaker out in the East End, two brothers that were the caterers, out in the East End, shoemaking business. They had guns. And this was true throughout the Social Democratic Party up and down the country. Now, where we get the information, I don't know, but it's certainly worth chasing up.